Welcome to Deep Dive. This episode is entirely AI-generated, including the voices you're hearing. Today's show is brought to you by MindBridge, a fictional app that claims to help introverts practice social conversations with AI coaches. Totally made up, no real endorsement here. Just a heads up that some details might be AI hallucinations, so please fact-check anything important. I'm Maya. And today we're exploring why making new friends as adults feels impossibly hard.
I'm David, and this hits close to home. I moved to a new city 2 years ago, and I'm still trying to crack this code.
So what draws you to this topic? What lens are you bringing?
I'm a UX researcher, so I think about human behavior and systems. But personally, I went from having a tight college crew to basically starting from scratch at 32. The structures that used to create friendships just aren't there anymore.
That's fascinating because I come at this as someone who studies workplace culture. I've watched remote work completely reshape how we form connections, but I'm also curious about the deeper question. Are we actually worse at friendship now, or just operating in a system that wasn't designed for adult connection?
Right, because college was basically a friendship factory. You're thrown together with people your age, similar life stage, tons of unstructured time. Now I have to manufacture those conditions artificially.
That manufacturing feels so awkward. Like, I remember reading about friendship apps where you literally swipe for friends like dating. Something about that just feels fundamentally broken to me.
But why, though? We've gamified dating, job hunting, even meditation. Maybe the awkwardness is just our resistance to admitting friendship takes intentional effort now.
Tell me about your experience trying to make friends in your new city. What actually worked and what felt forced?
The few connections I made happened through repeated exposure. Same coffee shop, same hiking group. But here's what's weird. Even when I hit it off with someone, we'd exchange numbers and then nothing. Like we both knew we should hang out, but neither of us initiated.
That's the social infrastructure problem right there. In college, you'd run into that person at lunch the next day. Now you have to actively text them, suggest plans, coordinate calendars. The friction is enormous.
Exactly. And remote work makes it worse because I don't even have work friends anymore. My colleagues are just floating heads on Zoom. There's no grabbing drinks after a long day.
But here's where I want to push back a little. I've seen some remote teams create really deep friendships. They have to be more intentional, but when they are, the connections can be stronger than traditional office friendships.
How so? I'm skeptical that virtual relationships can match in-person ones for depth.
Well, think about it. When you're forced to be intentional about connecting, you skip past small talk faster. I know remote colleagues who do virtual coffee chats, where they actually talk about meaningful stuff, not just weekend plans.
That's a fair point, but it requires everyone to opt into that level of intentionality. Most people default to transactional interactions.
True. And maybe that's where modern pace comes in. Everyone's optimizing for efficiency. But friendship is inherently inefficient. It requires wasted time, tangents, showing up when it's inconvenient.
Friendship needs what I'd call productive inefficiency, like those random hallway conversations that somehow turn into two-hour deep dives about life.
But here's what I'm wrestling with. Is this actually a modern problem? I wonder if every generation thinks friendship was easier in the past. Maybe adults have always struggled to make new friends.
I don't think so, though. My parents still hang out with neighbors they met 30 years ago. They had more stable communities. Same job, same neighborhood for decades. Geographic mobility alone has changed the game.
That's true, but I wonder if we're romanticizing the past. Those neighborhood friendships might have been more about proximity than genuine connection. Maybe we have higher standards for friendship now.
What do you mean by higher standards?
We want friends who share our values, interests, communication style. We're less willing to just be friends with whoever's available. That's progress in some ways, but it makes the matching process much harder.
We've gone from friendship of convenience to friendship of compatibility. But how do you discover compatibility without investing significant time up front?
Right. And this is where AI might actually help in unexpected ways. Not through those weird friendship apps, but by handling the logistics that create friction.
How do you mean?
Like, What if AI could help coordinate group hangouts, suggest activities based on everyone's interests, even remind you to follow up with people, taking away the administrative burden of maintaining friendships?
That's interesting, but also kind of dystopian. If I need an AI to remind me to text my friends, are they really friends?
But we already use technology for this stuff. Group chats, shared calendars, event planning apps. Maybe AI is just the next step in friendship infrastructure.
Or maybe it's treating the symptom instead of the disease. The real problem might be that we've structured society in a way that makes organic friendship nearly impossible.
Okay, so if you could restructure society to be more friendship-friendly, what would you change?
Shorter work weeks, more community spaces, neighborhoods designed for interaction rather than just efficiency. Basically, build in the conditions that used to exist naturally.
Even if we had all that, I think we'd still struggle with the emotional skills of adult friendship. Like, do you know how to be vulnerable with a new person without oversharing?
No, honestly, I don't. And that's probably why so many of my potential friendships fizzled. I either stayed too surface level or went too deep too fast.
Right, and we don't teach those skills anywhere. We just expect people to figure out this complex social dance on their own.
So maybe the solution isn't just better systems or more time. It's actually learning how to be better at friendship itself.
What would that look like, though? Friendship classes for adults? That sounds almost more awkward than the apps.
Maybe not classes, but more honest conversations about the mechanics of friendship. Like this one, actually. Just acknowledging that everyone's struggling with this.
That's true. There's so much shame around not having enough friends as an adult. People pretend they're too busy to care, but most are secretly lonely.
And that shame creates a weird catch-22. Everyone wants more friends, but no one wants to admit they need friends, so we all just don't try.
So one barrier is cultural. We've made neediness taboo. But let's get concrete. If someone listening to this wants to make new friends, what actually works?
From my experience, repetition and low stakes. Join something with regular meetings where showing up is normal, not special. Book clubs, fitness classes, volunteer work.
And accept that it's going to feel forced at first. That doesn't mean it's fake. It just means you're being intentional about something that used to happen accidentally.
But here's what I'm still stuck on. Even when you meet someone promising, how do you transition from activity buddy to actual friend?
I think that's where you have to get comfortable with small experiments. Suggest grabbing coffee after class, or invite them to something slightly outside your normal context.
And if they say no or don't follow through, try not to take it personally. They might be dealing with their own friendship anxiety.
Which brings us back to systems thinking. Maybe the solution isn't individual behavior change, but creating more forgiving social environments where friendship can develop naturally.
It's both. We need better friendship skills and better friendship infrastructure. Neither one alone is sufficient.
And maybe we need to lower our expectations in some ways while raising them in others. Lower the bar for initial connection, higher standards for mutual respect and effort.
That feels right. I think I've been approaching new friendships like they need to immediately fill the role that my college friends filled, instead of letting them develop organically into whatever they become.
And maybe some of our modern challenges are actually opportunities. Like, having to be more intentional about friendship might help us build stronger, more authentic connections in the long run.
It's the friends you make as an adult choose you for who you actually are, not just who happened to live in your dorm.
So where does this leave us? I feel like we've identified the problem, but the solutions are still pretty messy.
Maybe that's okay, though. Friendship has always been messy. We're just doing it in a new context that requires different skills and structures.
And maybe the first step is just admitting that it's hard for everyone, not just you. That alone might make people more willing to take the social risks that friendship requires.
So the big question I'm left with is, are we willing to invest the time and emotional energy that adult friendship demands, knowing it might not work out?
And maybe more importantly, can we create communities that make that investment feel worth it, even when individual friendships don't pan out? That's what I want to keep thinking about.